News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, absurd and cruel, that is how campaigners have described the recent announcement by government to fly breeding pigs to China as part of a new trade deal. Campaigners from Ethical Farming Ireland and My Lovely Pig Rescue, along with celebrities and animal welfare experts, are protesting today outside Leinster House. And joining me now is the director of Ethical Farming Ireland, Caroline Rowley. Caroline, explain to us why you believe, first of all, that these pigs shouldn't be sent to China and what the protest is about.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show. Well, first of all, pigs, you know, they're very sensitive and intelligent animals. You know, they stress easily, they don't travel well, and, you know, they're going to be packed into crates, loaded into cargo planes that are going to be extremely noisy, which is going to cause them great anxiety. They're going to be dealing with the turbulence and changes in temperature and air pressure. It's going to be terrifying for them, frankly. And then we have to think about, you know, where they're going. You know, China is a country that has no animal welfare legislation in place. It's not actually illegal to be cruel to animals. There's no requirement to stand before slaughter. I mean, they're going for breeding, but of course they will end up getting slaughtered. And it's just completely unnecessary in this day and age. You know, we can send semen, we can use embryos. There's other ways of doing this without transporting animals halfway around the world.
Okay, so there are other ways of doing it. I know what you're saying in terms of no regulation around animal welfare, but presumably if they're being sent to breed, it should surely be a situation where they won't be mistreated, because you treat breeding animals in a certain way in order to make them healthy enough to breed.
Of course, you know, and they will, but, you know, China is very popular now. They're building these massive high-rise pig factories, multi-storey, you know, these over there, and the cells are going to be installed. They're installed over here for part of their life, where they can, all they can do is stand up and turn round. But in China, they're likely to be in these
stalls
their entire
life. So it's like the equivalent of a battery chicken, only a pig. Is that how it
works? They use farrowing crates or stalls to stop them crushing the pig.
And I suppose then what advocates of this to some extent would say is that the pig industry and the pork industry in China has been decimated, because I think they had African swine fever passed through, and there's a lack of food, there's a lack of meat, there's a lack of pork, and Chinese people need to eat. So somebody needs to send them some pigs to help them out on that basis. Is that a reasonable argument?
Well, no, I wouldn't agree that there's a lack of food and that they need to eat pork, you know. And yes, African swine fever has been a problem, and it still is a problem. It's not been completely eradicated. And what we have seen, you know, and I have been in touch with the Compassion World Farming Office out in China, who's confirmed that the reports of burying pigs alive are actually true, and it's more common than is reported on. That's kind of their go-to for dealing with
infected pigs.
They've done it with wild animals as well. They dig a massive pit, put the animals in, throw lime over them, and then just put the earth on top of them while they're alive. And, you know, that has happened. Does happen out there.
But you take the point that if we here in Ireland, if all our cows died or all our pigs died or our sheep or what have you, we would want somebody to send us animals so that we could restock and we could rebreed. So is it not the same for the Chinese?
Yeah, well, you know, they do have the pigs over there. And like I said, we can send out semen, we can send out embryos. There are other ways of breeding animals without having to ship thousands of live animals there. You know, that they, of course, they do need a small amount of stock to start with, which they do have over there.
All right.
And, you know, it's just not necessary.
Look, thank you for speaking to us about this morning. That is the Director of Ethical Farming Ireland there, Caroline Rowley. Let us know what you think. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Animal rights people very unhappy with the live pigs travelling, in fairness, a long way around the globe to get to China. But equally, China has had major problems with its pork industry and is now in dire straits in terms of, I suppose, providing pork to its citizens. What do you think should happen? 53106 at a cost of 30 cent.